The Wasatch County Council approved the 678-acre Sky Ridge Master Plan last week, which includes overall preliminary approval and density approval of 503 ERUs, or equivalent residential units. The development is located on the north arm of the Jordanelle on the west side of the reservoir. Wasatch County Planner Doug Smith said the developers have submitted plans for approval for the first phase, which is about 40 lots.
There's an affordable housing component that will be built south of this site on other property owned by Stichting Mayflower, referred to as the Marina parcel. The Jordanelle Parkway is required to be built before they can pull any building permits. Parkway drawings are well underway. The property for the road has been deeded to the county. There is a low-interest loan that UDOT will carry for the construction of the parkway. It's intended to be paid back with tax increment financing funds from the development.
Smith said the deed-restricted affordable housing project will not be in the Sky Ridge neighborhood, but rather in the Marina area.
Mayflower still owns the south side of that property, and they're required to do about 100 units in there of affordable housing to address the affordable housing needs for not only Lakeside North, but the Marina development. I suspect what will happen is Mayflower will eventually sell that south side, and it's encumbered under our development agreement to build those at various times.
The work on the new road was supposed to begin this summer, but has run into delays. The Jordanelle Parkway will connect the Mayflower Mountain Resort on the west side of U.S. 40 with Highway 248 at the Browns Canyon intersection. Wasatch County Manager Mike Davis said MIDA, the state agency building the military hotel, hired an engineering firm, AWA, to build the road.
MIDA took the project over, and they had some difficulty with the financing, apparently, for the guarantee on the financing. They have a loan from UDOT, but they had to have the loan guaranteed, and apparently they had some difficulty getting that done. But it is done now. We had the recommendation of the contractor. They're just working through to get the contract finalized, and it's anticipated that they will start in the next few weeks here.
The county owns the right-of-way and will take over when the road is finished, which Davis said will be next summer. He said Wasatch County has never partnered in this type of road contract.
The money coming in actually is state money. It's a loan through UDOT, Utah Department of Transportation, and the loan will be repaid through the tax increment that the county collects over the next 25 to 35 years off of the construction of homes and so forth in that area. There'll be a tax increment. It acts much like redevelopment agency, and so they capture a part of the increase in taxes from the development, and part of that increase then goes to pay for this infrastructure.
Smith said there are resort-type amenities, including about 7 miles of trail connection with the Bureau of Reclamation Trails around the reservoir. They'll also have a hard surface trail along the Jordanelle Parkway that will connect with the rail trail. Other amenities include an equestrian facility, a small practice golf course, a clubhouse, private neighborhood parks, and 2 public trailhead areas. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.